evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. Another day in the neighborhood. Let me check the calendar here. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. Thursday. Wait.
Hey, baby, it's the weekend with your cousin Brucey. It's a Friday on WCBS in New York. And here's... Oh, I forgot to cue up a song.
Friday, huh? So here in God's waiting room, I mowed the backyard for the second time. And that's significant because in Florida, from November to March, you don't mow. The grass actually does die here in this part of Florida. Maybe it doesn't do so in Miami so much, but here in Central Florida, yeah. So I finally mowed the yard, the backyard, the front yard. It's hilarious watching Stormy, because when I mow the backyard, I have to lock her in the Florida room. If you don't know what the Florida room is, it's a screened-in porch where old people sit and complain about Democrats. So she's barking. Then I let her out. I go mow the front yard, and the backyard's fenced in. And so then she camps out by the fence and starts barking and letting me know of how she's not pleased that I'm in the front yard and she's not allowed to play with me. So after mowing the yard, I fed her, fed myself, took a shower, took her for a nice long walk. My daughter called. We had a fun conversation. Hardly talked about COVID, world events. Don't even care. She doesn't care. And not so much. This war, I'm just not into it. Although today was kind of interesting in that Vladimir Putin held the rally to boost support as Ukraine war falters. Today, I, Vladimir Putin, held rally to boost public morale as invasion of Ukraine not going too well. I held the event at Lizinsky Stadium in center of Moscow. Attendees wore Russian colors of red, white, blue. I had a few interesting quotes, one of which, "We don't abandon our own for a world without Nazism. We know what we need to do and how to do it and at what cost, and we will absolutely accomplish our plans." So you may ask, what are the plans? Very simply, let me be perfectly clear. Our plans are to kill Moose and Squirrel. Together with my first lady, Natasha, who, by the way, is the hottest animated woman of all time. I also invoke Russian proud military history, the feats of both Hitler and Napoleon. I also said, quote, "Shoulder to shoulder, they help support each other. And if needed, they take bullet on battlefield for own brother. We haven't seen such unity in long time. Now everyone get on same page or go to Gulag and hang out with Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who eventually moved to Vermont because he heard the moose were big in Vermont, and he also hunted for Squirtle." The rally was called Crimean Spring, in reference to the 8th anniversary of Putin's invasion of the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea, which was originally part of Ukraine, whereas that 24 campaign also saw Putin invade two eastern provinces. These would be the two eastern provinces that Putin agreed that if the Ukrainians gave them Donbass and the other state on the eastern border of Ukraine and Russia and declared neutrality, the war would be over. But for whatever reason, I guess we're just focused on World War III at this point. So Vladimir Putin doing his own version of Make America Great. And you can tell he's had some work done. Just like Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys, the owners. Yeah, he's had it around the eyes. Definitely had some work done. He's all puffy. Looks all Botoxy. Vanity. Supposed to have a really young wife. I think she's holing up someplace in Switzerland. Anyway, so Putin holds a rally to boost her support as Ukraine war falters. Why is that? If you weren't listening last night, I decided I'm going to start doing some of these voices, even when they're not ready. In other words, in the past, I've always worked on a voice and then have presented it on the radio. But what I'd like to start doing is working out the voice on the air, because I'm tired of talking about the news. And the one I came up with last night, I really am beginning to enjoy this one. It's called Tucker Rooney. It's a hybrid of Tucker Carlson and Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. I noticed that Tucker Carlson is always asking questions and uses the same inflections as Andy Rooney of 60 Minutes. And I think in some ways he may be subconsciously using his presentation. Because Andy Rooney sounds like, "Hi, this is Andy Rooney of 60 Minutes. Do you ever wonder why, you know, when you look down in your stomach and you see some belly button lint, where did that come from? Did you ever wonder why? Does it come from your shirt? Or is your belly button manufacturing it?" And then you segue into Tucker Carlson, and he asks the same inane questions. "Hi, welcome to Tucker Carlson. So, why is there lint in your belly button? Does anybody ever ask why? Why is there lint in your belly button? Where does it come from? Why did Vladimir Putin hold a rally in Moscow today? Is he afraid of what might happen? Is it for real? Do the Russian people really support Vladimir Putin? And why isn't Fox talking about it? Why isn't anyone talking about it?" A little bit like Andy. "Some nights when I go home, I'll say to my wife, 'What's for dinner?' And she'll say, 'Nothing.' And I'll say, 'Well, what do you mean there isn't anything for dinner?' And she'll say, 'You're rich. You're on Fox News on primetime. We make lots of money. Let's have a chef.' And I say, 'You know, it'd be nice to have a meal. Why didn't you tell me there wasn't going to be a meal? Did you think of calling me? No, you didn't. And that hurts the American people.'" As I was demonstrating the voices for my daughter walking the dog, and this is true, I said, "I'm working on two new voices." And she was like, "Uh-huh." So I tried out Tucker Rooney. She liked that. But Pacino, I don't know if she really understood that. All this week, Al Pacino has been selling the book. "Oh, Morningstar's Tale. I started reading it last night. It's about the devil. I know all about that. I played him, the devil's advocate, with, what's that guy's name? He was in Superman. Christopher Reeves. No, wait, that's wrong. Why is there a fly on that wall? That's not even a wall. No, Keanu Reeves, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Christopher Reeves can't, well, he's dead. He can't walk. Hoo-yah, go read that book, Morningstar's Tale, yeah." And then she hung up the phone. The world's number one tennis player to be banned from Wimbledon unless he denounces pooping. The world's current number one tennis player, Medvedev, faces a ban from competing at the Wimbledon tournament in London unless he publicly denounces Vladimir Putin. Why does this sound so much like the anti-vax rhetoric that you and I have experienced for the last year and a half? Remember, think about it. About a year and a half ago, they bring out this vax, and we tell them we're not taking it, and we become demonized. Now any Russian is automatically demonized if they don't publicly denounce Vladimir Putin. The British Minister for Sports, oh my gosh, Nigel, of course, Huddleston, stated Wednesday at a select committee in Parliament that Russian and Belarusian players will have to go before cameras and tell the world They are opposed to the actions of their countries in Ukraine in order to compete. Really? Welcome, anti-vaxxer. Huddleston added that just avoiding flying the flag or wearing the colors of their countries wouldn't be enough. Quote, many countries have agreed that they will not allow representatives from Russia to compete, the minister said, adding, there are also visa issues as well. When it comes to individuals, that's more complex. You have to get the jab to compete. You have to wear a Ukrainian flag. Why even bother? This is why I go shopping at 10 o'clock at night. Whatever this world was, it isn't, and I have no interest in it. Dr. Evil is back in the news. I don't know if you noticed, but a day after Pfizer announced their fourth booster, someone opened up his coffin and let him out. Dr. Evil warns that the United States could face more COVID lockdowns as he admits the latest variant set to hit the United States is less serious than Omicron. He said, quote,
we just can't say we're done because there's more money to make. Okay, I added that. America's top infectious disease expert warned that the country could face more COVID lockdowns. Dr. Evil, moi, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, an advisor to President Slippers, said easing restrictions and the waning protection and the rise of the BA2 subvariant. Are you not feeling well? Maybe it's because of the BA2 subvariant. What was his cause of death? It was the BA2 subvariant. We just can't say we're done. That's right, Scotty. We need frickin' lasers and crickets!
And crickets. I don't know what it is about those crickets. They just center me.
Sometimes I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond.
I wish you would.
The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore.
Take your booster shots with you, Dr. Evil. Oh, that Artemis, yeah. NASA rolled out its huge penis. Did you see that? At Cape Canaveral? The rocket that'll go to the moon?
To the moon.
Right. The shift to work at home is so pronounced that New York properties near rail stations now trade at a discount. Barclays measured home prices near stations, rail stations, in Long Island and Connecticut. And it would seem obvious that homeowners would pay a premium to live near these transportation hubs in major cities. Not anymore. In New York City, a study has found that there's a discount rate rather than a premium associated with properties near rail stations. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you, Tucker. It's because more people are working from home. And the need to access transportation isn't there anymore. There's no demand. They looked at home values along Metro North and Long Island Railway stops, looking at Long Island, Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess counties, upstate New York, Fairfield, and New Haven counties in Connecticut, and the conclusion was the prices have actually gone down. Not up, they're going down, because the real story that they're not telling you, especially in New York City, is that millennials are not returning to the job. Speaking of which, my employer today, my supervisor said, yeah, we got all the metrics on you, but something doesn't add up. And I thought, oh boy. They monitor everything. How long you've been on the phone. They record the conversation. They keystroke. They monitor your keystrokes. How long you've been on an email. It's 1984 on steroids. And I assume most jobs, especially remote jobs, are like that. Comes with the territory. But once you stop caring, it's all gravy, baby. Grimes says Elon Musk lives at times below the poverty line. Musk is really starting to remind me of that guy. Who is that guy? This Bruce Stu? Oh, Howard Hughes. He would not buy a new mattress despite her having a hole in her side of the mattress. So weird, that relationship. Grimes said her on-again, off-again partner, Elon Musk, sometimes lives below the poverty line. She said Musk opted not to buy a new mattress after her side was found to have a hole in it. Grimes told Vanity Fair, "Bro does not live like a billionaire." Maybe that's why she left Bro. And Bro had a surrogate child with another woman, I believe, last week. And that child's name is Y. I guess the chromosome? Grimes said in an interview published this week that her on-again, off-again partner, the world's richest person, yes, does live like he's below the poverty line. That's so weird. And he sold all of his property in California. Yeah, here it is. In May 2020, Musk tweeted he would be selling all of his possessions and would own no house. He is believed to be living in a $50,000 prefab tiny home, which he rents from SpaceX. That's down in Boca Chica. Used to live in that area. I lived South Padre Island, which is just on the other side of it. It's right there, Brownsville, Matamoros, the Mexican border. But he also has a home, or at least he makes his residence in Austin, because that's where the Tesla factory is being built. Grimes said in the interview with Vanity Fair, she said, dating the richest person in the world made her feel like she was trapped between two worlds. Quote, "I mean, when people say I'm a class traitor, that's not an inaccurate description. I was deeply from the far left, and I converted to being essentially a capitalist Democrat. A lot of people are understandably upset." In the same interview, Grimes said she and Musk had a secret second child together. Oh, here we go. A baby called Y, the letter Y. The couple's older son, which is pronounced X-A-E Archangel, was born in May 2020. Y, whose name is Exa Dark Sidral Musk, was conceived via a surrogate and is Musk's seventh child. Yes, Elon Musk has seven children.
Whoa, seven. Wow. I would like to be a fly on the wall when they're going to bed. Why is there a hole in the mattress? Why don't you get a new one? Right. What am I doing in Elon Musk's house? Where am I? Am I reading that book, Morningstar's Tale? Nah, I threw it out. It sucks. Don't buy it.
We destroyed that technology.
Musk told Page Six in September he and Grimes had broken up after 3 years of dating. The billionaire has been recently spotted with an Australian actor by the name of Natasha Bassett. Isn't that actress? Oh, am I being chauvinist by saying actress? I'm not too sure what the rules are anymore. I wouldn't mind doing that. I do like my home here in God's waiting room. And from November to March, oh my gosh. It's a wonderful place to live for 5 months, but it's already starting to heat up. It probably hit about 87 today. It's a little bit too warm for me already. I want to go to Maine for at least 6 months a year. I want to be a snowbird. The perfect storm. Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Get this book, Morning Star's Tale. I'm in a boat. I pull up in a village. And this woman has no bra on. And her boobies are hanging. They're sagging. And I say to her, hey, you with the sagging boobies, I need the book, Morning Star's Tale. And I'm here on the Amazon. She looked at me, took out a straw, and a blow dart hit me in the neck.
Signet Jewelers say weddings will hit a 40-year high this year. This story resonates with me. I don't know if I've shared this with you on the radio, but I used to own a mobile DJ company when I lived in Houston. I actually had five guys working for me. We did about 350 shows a year. It was a good business until my wife left me.
Whoa, sorry to hear that.
It happens. So I can't stop doing it. The last 2 years, the wedding business has been devastated because of, you know, the pandemic. Now it's going to hit a 40-year high, in part because all the restrictions are being lifted and all of these women who wanted to get married that had put off their wedding for the last 2 years are ready to make the commitment now. The owner of K Jewelers and Zales expects to further expand its market share this year, in part on the largest number of weddings in 40 years as pandemic-delayed couples rush to the altar. Weddings are back, Signet Jewelers Limited Chief Executive Officer Gina Drossos told analysts during an earnings call on Thursday. The company bases its matrimonial outlook on internal research and data on bookings at venues. Signet has estimated 30% of the bridal jewelry, well, they own 30% of it, so they've got a big chunk. Oh, and they added, if we don't buy Russian diamonds ourselves, and if we require our vendors also to certify that they're not buying new Russian diamonds, we will still have a sufficient supply. Oh, my gosh. I really never enjoyed being a mobile DJ. The unofficial slogan for my company was, you know, because we were in the wedding business and I hated doing weddings, you know how I feel about it. But my unofficial slogan for my company was, your most important day is just another day to us. I thought that was hilarious. It's just the same macabre play. And I probably played music at over at least 1,000 to 1,200 weddings, and I'm not exaggerating. I worked at one facility where I was the solo DJ. In other words, they gave me all their business. What I decided to do when I started the mobile DJ business, I wanted to find a facility that did a lot of weddings and to offer my services exclusively. One of the biggest complaints that wedding facilities and brides have is that they don't know who the DJ is. And it really is a roll of the dice. Some DJs suck, and most suck. I didn't. I was good at it, obviously. I know what I'm doing. When I would do a wedding, I obviously don't do the radio show. I just make the announcements, and then I shut up. That's why I'm good. I be quiet. Here's the bride and groom. Now I be quiet. Never enjoyed doing it, but the money was great. This one facility gave me all of their weddings. So I was doing 120 weddings a year just at this one place, on average, 100 to 120. I then became a booking agent, employed other DJs as subcontractors, and that's how I built a company. During the week, I would just go out and market in the Houston area. It was very lucrative. When I would do a wedding, I was making $100 an hour. So do the math. I'm doing 4 weddings a weekend. On average, 3 hours a wedding. That's $1,200. That's before any of the other shows that I booked with other DJs would come in. So I was making a really good living. And at the same time, I was also doing real estate. So everything was on all 8 cylinders. But I hated the work. There was just nothing more mundane than being a wedding disc jockey. And it was the same routine every time. You play background music, the crowd comes in, you announce the buffet, you take Prozac, first dance, last dance, pass out. The perfect storm.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
like that.
Who is that?
Ted.
I like him.
Oh, man.
Why is this booger sticking to my finger? I keep flicking it. There. Now it's stuck to my thumb. Oh, man, I like that song. Ted something.
During the break in the song, Mike and I were talking about guys with bow ties. Of course, Tucker Carlson, conservative American commentator, in 2005, he told the New York Times he had consistently worn bow ties since childhood, but he acknowledged that bow ties often provoke negative reactions, quote, like a middle finger protruding from your neck. Following his tenure on CNN's Crossfire, Jon Stewart famously knocked the bow tie during his infamous 2004 appearance on the show. He has switched primarily to long neckties and no neckties, or rather no ties at all. That is bow ties.
Why is that? Do you ever wonder why? I know Andy Rooney would wonder why. I don't think Andy... I never wore one. Do you ever wonder why people wear bow ties? Is it a sense of superiority? Is that what they think? They're better than you? I'd say so. What do you think, Tucker Rooney? I don't know. What do you think? Why do people wear bow ties? Why do people wear clothes? Why does anybody do anything? Why is Kamala Harris going to Portland? She's going to Poland. Why? People never ask. I don't know. Did you ever wonder? I don't know.
Whoa, this show sucks.
John Daly, journalist and host of What My Line? What My Line Be? He wore a bow tie. And the guy that Mike and I couldn't figure out, he also wears a bow tie. Franklin Delano Roosevelt? No kidding. Why would anybody wear a bow tie? Just doesn't make any sense. Vladimir Horowitz. I got in trouble because of Vladimir Horowitz. He died in 1989. I was working at WLAD, Radio 80, 1989, on the day that he died. I go on the air at 3 o'clock, and I already had a bit. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard, Vladimir Horowitz just passed on. And we actually have a rendition of his last live concert. And you got to realize, he had just died, and I was drinking heavily. I had some real issues. But the show was funny. It was just a disaster, kind of like this one. So I got together with a couple of guys, and we put together this little song with someone actually playing the piano. But as the piano is playing, you can begin to hear notes that are off, and it sounds like the person is having a heart attack. And eventually he just starts banging his fists on the key, and then the cover of the piano hits him on the head. And then there's a pause, and that's followed by applause. The phones light up, and it's almost unanimous that the entire audience is just totally pissed off at me. I think it was 6 months later I got fired. I'm not too sure. It's hard to remember. Speaking of getting pissed off, why the Great Lakes don't have tides?
Why is that? I don't know.
If you head over to my blog, morningstarstale.com, you'll find the story. It's called Why the Great Lakes Don't Have Tides.
Tides.
You know, low tide, high tide. Simply stated, the word is called diamagnetism. Diamagnetism. It is a force which repels a magnetic field. For example, salt water is repelled by a magnet. On our flat Earth, the sun and moon act as a battery. The sun has a positive charge, and the moon a negative charge. In essence, the sun repels the salt water at low tide, and the moon attracts the salt water at high tide. These opposing forces cause the waves and constant movement of the oceans. And as a side note, the sun moves 15 degrees per hour, 1 degree every 4 minutes, 360 degrees per day. The moon moves a little bit slower. It only moves 12 degrees per hour as opposed to the sun at 15. And this is why they never seem to line up. And this is why the tides are always in a constant state of flux. If the geosynchronous moon is responsible for the tides, why doesn't it affect the Great Lakes? Because they're a body of fresh water and not directly connected to the flat earth oceans, the salt oceans, therefore unaffected by the rising and falling and floating of the flat earth, an earth which is set upon the bosom of the great deep below. The variation in tidal height is attributable to the different configurations of adjoining lands. The ball earth theory believes the moon's gravity overpowers and controls 70% of the earth's surface. 70% of the earth's surface is the ocean. All the while, the earth's gravity holds the moon in a stationary position. That's why you don't see the other side of the moon. That's part of the lie. Because the Great Lakes are cut off and not directly affected by what is known as the toroidal vortex ring, it is the other mechanism responsible for tides. The North Pole, think of it as a magnetically charged ring generated by a closed rotating curve, which helps generate tidal fluctuations. It's located in the center of the flat Earth. The North Pole's massive hole produces a vacuum and a toroidal vortex ring that extends from the surface of the flat Earth down into the black cube. Yeah, it's a Friday night. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. The northern lights emanate from the black sun located in the heart of the earth. Yes, it is hollow. One more thought to contemplate. If the geosynchronous moon is responsible for the tides, why doesn't it affect the Great Lakes? Think about it. As insane as it may sound, keep in mind that if you believe we live on a ball Earth, then according to the heliocentric model, we will travel 1,584,000 miles in our journey around the sun in the next 24 hours. If you believe that we live on a ball, then you believe we are now traveling at 66,000 miles per hour around the sun. And at the same time, while that ball that we're on is going 66,000 miles per hour, we're also spinning simultaneously at 940 miles an hour. If you believe that, you got a lot more faith than I do. Motion and curvature has never been measured. It's all a huge lie. It's the most deceptive event since the beginning of time. And it's just it's perpetrated daily. You've been programmed, and so have I, to believe we live on a magical rotating ball with a circumference of 24,901 miles. If it's true, then logically the ball would have curvature. And to save you time, I have the Pythagorean curvature equation. It's based on the fictional round Earth circumference of 24,901 miles, 8 inches times the distance square. For example, a boat 10 miles offshore should be 66.6 feet below eye level or the visible horizon. It's not. On the flat Earth, the horizon always rises to your eye level, whether you're standing on the beach or in a penthouse of an oceanfront building. That's because it's flat. What you believe is the Earth's curvature is, in fact, the vanishing point of perspective from your point of view. The flat horizon changes in relation to your vantage point. Whether it's viewed from the ground or a jet at 35,000 feet, each flat horizon will have a different line of perspective. A boat disappearing over the vanishing line of perspective comes back into view through a pair of binoculars, which is an impossibility if the ball, or the Earth rather, were a ball. There's a reason they call it sea level. water will always find its level. To believe the heliocentric spinning ball theory, you must believe that the water's surface is in the shape of what's underneath. If the Earth was a ball, jets would have to compensate for the curvature with a constant downward trajectory. Otherwise, they would crash into the water firmament dome. In truth, jets fly level because there isn't any curvature. The artificial horizon instrument in the cockpit of a plane indicates whether the pilot is flying level to the horizon. This gauge is a mechanical gyroscope without a single internal electrical component, adjusting itself into an upright position, indicating a level flight in relation to the ground. Therefore, if a jet followed the true curvature of the fictional Earth ball, the artificial horizon should roll back to reflect curvature. The constant flat line on the artificial horizon instrument proves the horizon is always flat. In addition, the sundial, periscope, and lighthouse could not function on a round spinning ball. The indoctrination began in kindergarten. We focused our impressionable eyes on the ubiquitous fictional ball. So thorough was our brainwashing that we believe a magical invisible force called gravity makes the oceans, buildings, and people stick to a fictional round ball, all the while spinning faster than the speed of sound. We are in a constant state of breaking the sound barrier, but you never hear it. And gravity, they say, is why people in Australia don't fall off the Earth. One more thing. Planetia, planet, is Latin for planet or wandering star. Neither the planets nor the stars are comprised of terra firma and therefore impossible to land on. They're lights. They're stones of fire illuminated through a process called sonoluminescence, which is sound creating light. These are short bursts of light emitting from imploding bubbles through a liquid within the encased acoustic frequency of the sea firmament dome. When displaced in water, these sound waves create heat in the form of light. That should twist your mind for the weekend. If you didn't get all of it, you can read it. It's over at my website. What's the... One more time, Al.
Oh, I forgot. What is the website? I don't know. If I see that cantaloupe on that table at the studios of RBN, I will lose it. What book? Oh, this? I ain't reading it. Earth's round. Crazy. I should know. I played the devil. Why is that booger still on my thumb? Are we at the break? Hello. Perfect storm. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I'm out of routines.
Now, Andy, did you hear hey, perfect song.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
Whoa. That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can
Me
I
too.
Get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Big fly. I like
cows,
it.
Too.
Ease off, yeah, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants?
Yeah.
American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.